What about management of locally advanced disease, chemo, radiation, maintenance? Where are we with that?
Well, first of all, I think the other reason to get to know how to use cetuximab is, of course, based on Blumenschein's RTOG study that he presented, where the median survival of cetuximab with concurrent chemo radiation was 22.7 months. Which is the highest RTOG has ever had. When you talk about sequential chemo radiation, you're talking about a 14-month median survival. When you talk about concurrent, you're talking about 17 months. Now it's 22.7 months based on a phase 2 data. And now the intergroup study, which compared two different doses, 74 and 60 gray with concurrent chemo radiation, is now going to add cetuximab to each of those, with and without cetuximab, that is. So you're going to be able to determine whether cetuximab is of value. It should be, based on what we know about cetuximab and concurrent chemo radiation with head and neck malignancy. So I think that's one issue. The other issue,
incidentally, would you consider cetuximab in the chemo radiation situation off study?
I would, although we have studies, several studies. So I think what's going to be the rate limiting factor there off study is if the insurance companies are going to pick up the tab. If they don't pick up the tab, I think there's a different issue. And I think that's going to drive a lot of care. Wealthy patients, never an issue. Middle class and poor, an issue. And, of course, it depends on what kind of insurance you have. It's one thing having a $10, $20 copay. It's another thing having a 20% copay. 20% of, say, $3,500 is a lot of money. That's an issue.